The actor Sean Penn has written and directed the new film Into the Wild, based on John Krakauer's 1996 best-selling book. It tells the true story of a young man who hits the road, stripped of his material past, in search of his true being he believes he'll find only in the wilderness. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Humans testing themselves against nature. That's the theme of John Krakauer's nonfiction book Into the Wild and the film adaptation by Sean Penn. The subject, Chris McCandless, is an upper-middle-class college graduate who in 1992 took to the road without telling his family. He gave away most of his money and burned the rest. He adopted the gung-ho pseudonym Alex Supertramp. He wandered the south and northwest and ended up in Alaska, on the edge of the Denali National Forest, the setting for what he called in his journal the climactic battle to kill the false being within. Sadly, he also killed the true being without. His decomposed body was found in a sleeping bag in an abandoned bus. When Krakauer covered the story for Outside Magazine, he got bags of mail from people who said McCandless was a self-destructive nutcase who gave wilderness exploration a bad name. The book was an attempt to refute that, to put the young man's odyssey in a great American tradition of wilderness explorers, some of them nutcases, but others visionaries. Books by Thoreau, John Muir, and Jack London were in McCandless's backpack beside his moldering corpse. In the movie, Penn goes further than Krakauer in affirming his protagonist's heroism. As played by Emil Hirsch, McCandless is a big-hearted, high-spirited youth who needs to break from his over-controlling family and whose only mistake is forgetting to come up with a way out of the wild. Penn brooded on McCandless's story for a decade, and watching the film, you can feel his envy of McCandless's life, and even, in a masochistic way, his death. That passion carries you over some bad ideas, like the original songs by Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, irony-free odes to leaving big bad society behind. Emil Hirsch has a wide-open face that's instantly readable, even when he sports a full black beard. He seems lofted by optimism. Almost everyone who meets Alex, that's his nom de voyage, remember, wants to adopt him, like Catherine Keener and Brian Dierker, as a pair of hippie nomads.
So you're a leather now.
I'm a leather?
Yeah, a leather tramp. That's what they call the ones that hoof it. On foot. Technically, we're rubber tramps.
Because we have a vehicle.
Yeah, Alex could have a vehicle as well, but he decided to burn all of his money. And why did you do that?
I don't need money. It makes people cautious.
Come on, Alex. Got to be a little cautious. I mean, that book of yours is cool and everything, but can't depend entirely on leaves and berries.
I don't know if you want to depend on much more than that.
Where are your mom and dad?
Living their lives somewhere.
You look like a loved kid. Be fair.
Fair?
You know what I mean.
Hirsch's McCandless is a little manic, but he's otherwise romanticized, which makes him blander than in Krakauer's book, where people say he was often angry and aloof. One critic I read said the movie is good even though the protagonist is a cipher. I don't think he's quite a cipher, but if I did, I'd have a hard time calling the movie good. As a director, Penn has a lot of restless energy. He leaps around in time. He serves up fancy montages, lyrical slow motion, and narration by several different characters, among them McCandless's sister, played by Jenna Malone. There are long excerpts from McCandless's letters and journals, with an occasional bon mot plucked out and scrawled across the screen. Alex flees civilization to learn to be in the moment, but the movie is so busy it has no present tense. It's at war with its own message. After all the nits are picked, though, there are scenes in Into the Wild that stay with you. Kristen Stewart plays a leggy 16-year-old in a vagabond flea market with a whopping crush on McCandless. Her longing for him and the liberation he represents is incredibly vivid. Hal Holbrook plays an old man who lost his family to a drunk driver and withdrew into himself. His scenes aren't well staged, but his craggy simplicity inspires Penn to slow down. The final Alaska sequences, in which Chris makes a mess of butchering a moose and loses the meat to maggots, have a shock value beyond the yucky imagery. It's his first inkling of his vulnerability, his first real lesson from the natural world. It would have made a great story in the book McCandless didn't live to write.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.